Jeremy and Joe continues now
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
Junkie, you think the Steelers would give up DK Metcalf for that 28 first-round pick? No, I don't. Oh, I do think that. Yes, I don't think anybody in the NFL would give up a first-round pick for Metcalf.
No. He did go for a first his last trip.
For a second, right? Maybe multiple picks.
It was a second and a late-round swap.
Yeah, he wouldn't go for first. Junkie, y'all might as well have introduced me to crack. You guys inspired me to place a bet my first time. My sweat of the day is on tennis, Tiafoe versus the Italian. And although when I placed the bet, I had no expectations to win, Big Foe is up 2-1 so far. See, I looked at the French Open earlier. I didn't think there was going to be any matches during our show. I must have looked at the schedule wrong. I wish I would have known that. I've been jonesing to bet on a little tennis.
You have been?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, I don't know anything about them.
That's the problem. Like, at least like golf, like one of the three of us watches regularly.
I know the Joker went down early in the tournament. That's about all
so
I know.
So did Sinner.
Yeah.
Sinner was like it closed at like minus 16,000. Or I think it closed at minus 10,000, but because he won the first two sets, it got up to minus 16,000.
Wow.
And then lost.
That's crazy.
Yeah. No, we wouldn't be betting like huge favorites like that, but maybe like, you know, a 10 seed going down the second round.
Yeah, they're in the fourth set right now.
See, I didn't realize that was going on. That's my bad. See, I would have preferred that over first inning bets, but I screwed up. Hopefully you win, though, Junkie. We're rooting for you.
There's one tomorrow. It starts at 1:15.
Who's that? 1:15 Eastern or Central?
I'm assuming my ESPN's in Central time.
Yeah.
So that'll be during
1:15. Yeah, some of these matches take forever, too.
Yeah, so I think
Who is the match?
Jacob Mensick.
I do not know this man.
Versus it's J-O-A-O.
Who the f*** is that guy?
Joa?
Hoa?
I think this is a new bit. Joe reads tennis players at the French Open.
What was the old?
He's Brazilian. I don't know if that helps anyone.
What was the old bench thing? The female golfer.
Yeah,
male golfer.
Food.
Female golfer.
Yeah. Food.
We could do a men's tennis player. Whatever.
Joa Fonseca.
Okay. All right. I'll look into their mat. Maybe I'll watch a little film on them tonight.
Yeah,
French Joe. New
bit. It's at Roland Garros too. So maybe one's good on clay court.
Yeah, I'm sure, that you can find. I'm sure.
Do you know what court they play on? What surface they play on in the French Open?
Clay.
Okay. Do you know what surface they play on at the U.S. Open?
I don't think it's grass.
No. Nope.
Okay. What is it?
I don't know.
It's just a hard court.
Okay.
Do you know what surface they play on at Wimbledon?
No.
Grass.
Oh, Joe.
I don't know.
Joe, it's the only one.
I don't know. I don't care about tennis at all. I have no interest.
You got two or three. One bad.
What's the Australian Open? What's it played on?
Hard court.
Yeah, there you go.
It's hard court, right?
Yeah, it's concrete.
Yeah. Junkie sent us a picture of Chet McLovin in Game 7. I feel so justified.
You should.
For my Holmgren hate.
You
this
really
entire
should.
Series by how he played in Game 7. Because there were junkies, Joe, as you saw, that were roasting me for roasting Chet Holmgren.
Yeah.
Because Holmgren played lousy in Game 1. I was like, I hate this bum. He can't defend a shadow. He can't move. He gets punked. He gets bodied by midgets. Like, this guy's terrible. This guy's awful. And then junkies were like, oh, did you see double-double in Game 2 or whatever game it was? And they're like, oh, you don't know ball. Chet Holmgren's good. And then Chet Holmgren was lousy in games. Dude didn't even attempt a shot in Game 7 because he was scared out of his mind.
Yeah.
Scared. He's so soft. He might be the worst max player in the NBA currently.
I don't know.
He's
We'd have
so
to look through it.
Soft.
Like a 4-4?
Dude, he's soft. See, I haven't graduated Chet Holmgren to the soft category.
Yeah.
I just always called him weak.
Because he's
physically weak. He gets, like, again, he gets bodied by guards. He gets shoved underneath the basket and yammed on by little guards.
Yeah.
So, like, I've always called him, he gets moved in the paint by any big body post. So I've always called him weak. The fact that he didn't attempt a shot in the most important game of the season, he has graduated the weak tier into my soft tier. That was a poor performance, incredibly soft by Holmgren. He played like Chet.
I think that was Jeremy, the most edgy Jeremy's ever gotten. There was one possession in particular where he tried to like go one-on-one against Wimby and just absolutely.
He fell.
I know, he just fell down. He just fell down.
Guy's a bum.
It was unbelievable.
He's terrible.
He was
awful.
Atrocious. I, I, I feel like they're going to try to make a move this offseason, get rid of that thing.
Yeah, I saw a lot of people doing the whole Giannis thing. I don't think it'll be Giannis. I like how you referred to him as that thing. Get rid of that thing.
Yeah, the thing.
Like, get rid of that thing. Yeah, doesn't he look like a zit on your face. Get rid of that thing.
Doesn't he look like a human being?
Well, neither does Wimby.
That's true. Well, he looks like an alien.
But, no, I think they're gonna make a run out of the kid from Rice, Murphy, Trey Murphy.
I could see that.
Yeah, he really, I mean, he went to Virginia and been around the NBA. I don't know why I heard him as the Rice Owl.
You have all these first-round picks that you can get a team to take on, and you probably can convince a team to still think Chet's got some upside.
Oh, I would, I mean, if I'm a bad team and I could get him for, I mean, I think that would appeal to the Pelicans. Like, I think he's going to put up numbers, Chet. He's just, any serious game, he's going to be physically beaten.
Yeah.
Yeah, but regular season, he'll put his numbers up in the regular season when no one's trying. He'll put up numbers in the regular season whenever he can just, you know the 45 minutes before crunch time. He'll put up numbers. I don't trust that guy in important games.
Yeah, I mean, I do think the Giannis thing is intriguing. I don't think they'll do it. But you have all those picks. You have Chet you could use as a centerpiece for the trade. Like that, you might be able to convince Milwaukee to do it. And, you know, if you're going to match up someone with Wemby, Giannis, if he's healthy, is probably the best size matchup in the NBA.
Yeah. Maybe physically, I would like him in that spot. I don't see it happening.
I don't know. I don't either. I don't think the Thunder are going to make that big of a splash. I don't think they need to. I don't think they think they need to.
I agree with that. And look, they might just think, hey, if we get Jalen Williams healthy, we could win.
They probably do, honestly.
They probably do. I mean, game one probably should have belonged to the Thunder anyways. It took, and look, credit Wimby. You got to credit Wimby. It took him a 30-footer to tie the game, which if he misses that shot, it's 2-0 going to San Antonio.
Yeah.
But credit to San Antonio. I'm not taking anything away from the Spurs. And look, kudos to the Spurs. Tip the cap to the Spurs. I thought, they played great in game seven. They punched them right in the face. Wimby was very good, very emotional after the game. I thought they played a great game seven. So you have to give them all of that credit. Wimby, I don't like the Spurs because of the Spurs.
Yep.
They wear black and silver, and, as a guy who grew up in Houston, I'm not going to like the Spurs. I like a lot of players on that team.
I mean, I think
they're good.
Yeah, and we saw the De'Aaron Fox role, the importance of that still being on the roster in this game. I agree. I've never really cared for the Spurs, but you can see whether it's luck through the lottery, just making right decisions in the lottery, and key acquisitions like De'Aaron Fox, they've just pushed the right buttons. They hired the right guy to replace Pop after his health issues. Obviously, have kept him involved in the organization. I don't think it's surprising that they're here, but the fact that they got Wemby helps so much. But the way they started that game and then the way that they responded, because it felt like to me in the second quarter when SGA really started taking over, at one point I was like, oh, the Thunder are just going to run away with this game. They're going to pull away, and we're going to look back at this game and say, well, tonight it was a cute start for the Spurs, and then the Thunder were clearly the best team. But then the Spurs punched back in the third, and they kept it close and stopped the Thunder from going on a massive run. So it was a very good game seven.
Yeah, honestly. A lot of respect to San Antonio. I didn't think they were going to win the game. I'm like you, whenever they got off to that hot start, OKC, got to the top of the mountain and then pulled ahead. I was like, yeah, I think they're – not that they're going to run away with it, but they're going to, pull off a 5-7-point victory in the Spurs. Nope. It went the exact opposite way. So I give them credit. They have arrived without a shadow of a doubt. Do you think they have to beat the Knicks for their full arrival?
I don't think so. I think it's pretty clear that they've arrived. Now, I expect them to beat the
Knicks. I think it's going to be an easy series.
But I don't think they have to win to have arrived in the NBA. Like they're here. They're going to be a problem for the foreseeable future, and we all know it. You have the best player potentially in the league already on your roster. You have a ton of young talent littered throughout this team that's going to continue to develop and get better. The Thunder and the Spurs are the top of the mountain in the NBA. Now, the Knicks can complicate that if they do win the series, and I don't think they will. I think, Jalen Brunson's probably going to get exposed a little bit here in the series defensively.
What are you going, Spurs and what?
I'll say six. I'll give the Knicks two games.
I think Spurs win it in five. Gentlemen, sweep.
I'm rooting for the Knicks, but...
Why?
I like Jalen Brunson.
As a Bulls fan, you're rooting for the Knicks?
I'm rooting for Jalen Brunson. I covered when he was in high school, but...
He's a Chicago guy.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But I just don't think they've got the – who's guarding Wemby?
Well, no one in the league is guarding Wemby.
Hand.
Because who didn't hurt – Mitchell Robinson, he didn't hurt it at a game or a practice, apparently.
There's a lot of other places.
I know, but like they didn't say what it was. But he's apparently going to be back, it sounds like.
Yeah. No, I mean – the Thunder have a couple of players that you would think could match up. No, I think Chet's so bad, though. I don't want to include him in the list. But Hartenstein I thought was good. I thought the little John Legend tall guy was pretty good against him defensively.
Yeah. It's – Brian, do you think five's fair? Six?
I was going to take Spurs in five, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I need to look at the series odds. I forgot about that.
It was like – last I saw, it was like Spurs, I think, minus 168.
What's the other side, though? Knicks plus what? 230?
No, I think it was less than that.
Yeah. What I was scared of. I just probably have to let it ride because I got the Spurs plus 550.
Yeah, just let it ride. You think they're going to win five?
I do. I think they're going to win five. Yeah. If you want to go to the NBA Finals on Wednesday, the get-in price at San Antonio is $810.
That's it?
What do you mean that's it? You going to do it?
No.
Then you can't react that way.
It's like $5,000 to go to the first game in New York.
If tickets as low as $4,000.
Okay.
Madison Square Garden, which... Yeah. I mean, Joe, one's New York and one's San Antonio.
Yeah, I know.
The cost of living in San Antonio isn't the cost of living in New York.
One fan base is also far more used to having NBA Finals there than the last 20 years.
That's
true. That is true. U of H playing a basketball game at Madison Square Garden this
season.
They are? Yeah.
Nice.
Got announced the other day. The Mecca. What's that?
Do we know against who?
Alabama.
Oh, Alabama. Nice.
According to John Rothstein.
A little bucket list for you?
Yeah.
Could check that off. That's pretty sweet, man.
Yeah.
Is that like a coaches versus cancer thing or one of those preseason?
Coaches are always against cancer.
But what preseason like little thing is it a part of? You know?
I can't remember. It's something with Duke, I think. Duke's playing somebody and then we're playing Bama.
Yeah, one of those double headers.
It's the Jimmy V classic.
Jimmy V. There you go.
There you go.
Duke is playing Georgia. Alabama's playing Houston.
There you go. Selfishly, I was just looking to call a game at Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
Everything else is irrelevant to me.
Great for you.
Yeah.
Like,
what date does it say on that? Does it say a date?
Mm-mm.
I'm going to need off that day. All right, 713-780-ESPN, HRMP listener line. Let's tip a cap. What are you tipping a cap to after this sports weekend? 713-780. That guy might be the number one pick in the upcoming Major League Baseball draft, Joe. All right, 713-780-3776. It's Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5.
Your local bar can be your ticket to a global stage. Michelob Ultra's Soccer Shootout is giving fans the chance to win tickets to the FIFA World Cup 26. All you have to do is show up and compete. It's running now through June 14th. You show up, you compete in their interactive soccer shootout, and the winner will go home with a pair of tickets to a Houston-based FIFA World Cup game, courtesy of Michelob Ultra. On Thursday from 8 to 11, you can go out to Tri-City Beer Garden in Pasadena. On Friday from 9 p.m. to midnight, you can go to Social Beer Garden in Midtown. Or on Saturday from 5 to 8, you can go on over to JBRM in Edo to get your chance to win a pair of tickets to the FIFA World Cup game here in Houston, thanks to Michelob Ultra. Play for a chance to witness history, because Superior is worth playing for. Michelob Ultra, official beer sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 26.
Enjoy responsibly. 2026 Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri. No purchase necessary. Open U.S. residents, excluding California and Washington residents. 21 plus. Begins on 2/1/26 and ends on 5/31/26. See official rules at www.michelobultra.com/rules for prizes and details. Message and data rates may apply. Void where prohibited.
Houston's only FM sports station. ESPN 97.5. You're back with Jeremy and Joe, broadcasting live from inside the Huntington Bank Studios.
On ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Who are you tipping a cap to? 713-780-3776. Junkie, Eagles didn't get enough for Brown, and Browns didn't get enough for Garrett. I think it was market value. Junkie, so Philly should go for Metcalf. That would work, and they keep first-round pick. Yeah, I mean, Steelers aren't going to trade Metcalf, I don't feel. Like, they want to have good weapons for Aaron Rodgers in his final year.
Yeah, like, I don't think you go, I mean, who's the third guy on that roster that would even elevate there? Well, I guess they drafted
Jeremy Bernard.
Yeah. But, like, I'd rather roll out for this year Michael Pittman, DK Metcalf, Jeremy Bernard.
Yeah, I don't think they're trading him.
Not.
They're not trading them. All right, let's tip a cap. 713-780-3776. Who are you tipping a cap to first, Joe?
The Carolina Hurricanes. Go going to the Stanley Cup champion or Stanley Cup finals. Seeing them in Vegas.
Okay.
So I tip my cap to them.
All right, yeah, it's good.
Nothing sounds more hockey than Carolina versus Vegas.
It is. It's weird.
Actually, I mean, it's been the way it's been.
I know. They've both franchises have been great. It just sounds like a NASCAR schedule.
We have domesticated hockey in our country. Firefighters are heroes. Watch some of this body cam footage of them saving the kids on that roller coaster. Amazing work. Absolutely. Like, they're saving lives out there. We're rooting for silly old sports, and they're out there saving lives. That was awesome. Awesome job, firefighters.
That last couple weeks for roller coasters. More than one video of people having to be rescued off.
Awesome job, firefighters.
Wasn't the other one, was it in San Antonio?
No idea. I didn't see that one.
They're walking down the stairs? I thought it was Dallas.
Oh, maybe it was Dallas?
I think it was Dallas.
Yeah. Because I think that was one of the days. I know it was a junkie that I did. I think you left early that day.
Awesome job, firefighters.
This one looked awful.
First nomination goes out to Ludwig Kaiser and Chad Gable for putting on a great match.
Oh, gosh.
The mask versus mask match.
It was a good
AAA.
Match.
The two masks are not even Mexican?
No, you have an American and a German.
That's the whole bit. And it's an American pretending to be a Mexican
here?
And a German pretending to be American. Pretending to be an American.
And they're winning over fans in Mexico?
Well, one of them is. Ludwig Kaiser is the most over wrestler in Mexico right now.
What?
As a German pretending to be
an American. I thought he got thrown in jail.
He did, but he was defending his Mexican girlfriend for have someone yelling, I'm going to report you to ICE or something, and he punched the dude.
I can't believe you repeated that.
Well, that's part of what put him over.
He just hat-tipped. You should have mask-tipped.
Mask-tipped? No, yeah. You keep the mask on. That's part of the culture.
One of them doesn't.
Yeah, right, no.
What's next? What do you got, Joe? Who are you tipping a cap to?
I'll go back to Tatsu Ima. Just sort of figuring it out here a little bit, it seems
okay,
like.
Okay, little Ima.
Like a much, much better start. He deserves a hat tip.
Okay, yeah, he does. Hat tip to Emi for sure. Hat tip to Pearland Oilers and the Katy Tigers winning state softball titles. The fourth for the Oilers in their program history. Their third one was won by my cousin, by the way. And then the Katy Tigers picking up their third.
Is that
third.
Accurate?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. She currently plays at Houston Christian, now coached by a former Rice Owl. By the way.
Congrats to them.
But Katy, third state championship. Pearland, their fourth. Congratulations to our young ladies that are now state champions.
I'll give a tip of the cap to Wimby for sending to, I think, I would say unquestionably the best player in the NBA.
Okay, that's fair. I know he's not
the two-time reigning MVP, but
you can
that's a different
designation. You don't have to argue anymore. You got it.
I mean,
you got it.
SGA played well enough in that game for there still to be an argument,
but I think
it's Wimby still.
Ran out of gas, but he was great in that game.
But like, he had no help in that game.
No help. 713-780-ESPN. Who are you tipping a cap to?
Adam Silver for doing something right.
Adam Silver.
Doing something right.
Explain yourself, Joe.
Putting the trophies back on the court, baby.
That is pretty cool.
Like,
I do like that.
It's good it's back. It was dumb they got rid of it. Yeah. So I'm glad the trophies. It's the only thing he's done right. Recently.
Yeah, that was a good move.
Everything else is terrible.
Fair enough.
But the trophies are back on the court for the finals.
Did y'all see the little league pitcher in Oklahoma that threw a pitch right into the dugout of the other team
because
they were celebrating too late? That Oklahoma Little League banned that coach for life.
Good call.
Tip my cap to that. Now, they did ban his son for 5 years, which he's 12 years old, so it's like, he was just listening to his father, which bad parenting.
5 years seems a bit much.
Yeah, I just feel bad for the kid. Like, the kid's obviously got terrible parents.
Yeah.
Or at least a parent. I shouldn't say both parents are terrible, but he's got at least one bad parent. But I tipped the cap at least banning that coach for the rest of his life.
5 years.
Got absolutely banned. The 12-year-old, and he's probably going to have to go to a different little league.
Yeah.
He's going to have to go. This kid's from Deer Park right now, pitching from Oklahoma.
Okay.
That was kind of weird because we're watching Oklahoma Georgia Tech on baseball now on TV now. All right, who's your next one?
I'll tip a cap to the Miz. One run allowed in May.
Oh, I thought you meant wrestling again.
No.
I did say he had a mental breakdown today. He's a Browns fan, so he was.
Oh, that Miz. You are confusing me.
No. Brian's talking about.
I'm talking about Mizorowski. Yes. He's talking about Mike Mizanin.
Yeah, because you said Mike Mizanin.
No, I didn't.
No, you just said the Miz.
That's what you meant.
Yeah.
No, he's confused. I thought he was tipping a cap to another fake sports guy.
No. Real sports guy. He gave up one run in the entire month of May, and it's crazy that Isak Paredes broke up a 7-start streak that went back to April of not allowing an extra base hit.
Yeah,
incredible.
Pretty incredible. 713-780-3776. Who you got?
I'll go Christopher Sanchez. And we're all talking about Jacob Mizorowski, but Christopher Sanchez the month of May. 4-0, 39 innings pitched, 25 hits, 0 earned runs, 3 walks, 45 strikeouts, a 1.06 FIP.
Sheesh.
Like, he was just as good as Mazurowski this month.
It's not bad.
Like, the two guys combined gave up one run.
One guy throws 103, and that's going to get all the headlines.
Yeah, yeah.
Which rightfully so. Did you see what happened over at Schrader Park on the campus of the University of Houston the other day? Memorial in the state semifinals with a walk-off grand slam as they go to Round Rock for state.
Hammer to left, high and deep, and see you later. Isaac Richardson walks it off. Let's make sure he hits home plate. Memorial is headed to Round Rock.
There you go. Great J.
Man,
Chris
when
Elliott.
He gets a hold of Ron, he sends it a long ways.
Funny story, hilarious story. Isaac Richardson, who hit that home run, is a U of H linebacker commit.
Interesting.
So, and is, you know, not really his home, but right down the street from his home. It's the walk-off grand slam there. Now, I don't know if we can have a rooting interest in the state final because they're taking on Tomball in the state final, 6A D2 state championship on Saturday. So I don't know if we can root for either side being, you know, Houston-based.
I think you can pick a side.
I'm going to not.
Okay, that's fine.
No, I'm not
who has more Cougs? Who has more future Cougs?
Yeah.
Maybe that's your rooting side.
To be determined.
Okay. You guys are going to flip some commitments.
Have you heard of the transfer portal?
Yeah, that's true.
They might start somewhere, then come back home, baby. Fair. The grass ain't always greener.
That's fair. True.
Yeah, so congratulations, Isaac Richardson. Jake Chris Elliott, good call on that one as well. Also, Lake Creek, 5A Division I state title Friday. First ever state title appearance for them as well. So congratulations getting this far. Hope you win it. Hope you bring it home for the city. Now we got a win-win Memorial Tomball. We're getting a city championship there no matter what. Lake Creek can help us out there.
Oh, that's all of mine.
Oh, okay. You're disrespectful to all the great sports over the weekend.
I got one more.
Who you got?
Tip of the cap to Gary Pettis. Welcome back to Major League Baseball.
I hadn't heard this.
He got hired by the Giants.
Oh, their third base coach.
Yeah, the guy who got demoted.
Ah, that's
Gary
crazy.
Pettis is back.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, it was only an hour ago. Nightingale reported.
I saw that they've had issues.
Oh, that's breaking news.
Oh man. My good friend Frank Anderson's in the dugout.
Brian knows he's going on vacation, so he's just going to burn that thing to the ground today.
My good friend Frank Anderson, pitching coach there in San Francisco. He's in the dugout every day with Tony V. Tip of the cap to Serena Williams, coming out of retirement to play the doubles at the Queen's Invitational. She could do this for the rest of her life. Like, the Williams sisters could literally play doubles for the rest of their life, and people would come watch them play because they are legends in the game. So kudos to that. I don't know who she's playing with. Is she playing with her sister? I haven't seen. I know she's coming out of retirement. I hope she's playing with Venus. That'd be cool. A little Venus Serena in their 40s, beating up on, you know, young ladies. Aaron Rodgers gets a hat tip as well. Aaron Rodgers making a donation to USA Football to support the U.S. Women's National Flag Football Team as the sport builds towards its Olympic debut in the 28 Summer Olympics in L.A. So hat tip to Aaron Rodgers for putting your money where your mouth's at in support of girls' sports. I'm here for it. Hat tip to Tillman Fertitta.
Buying
Caesars Entertainment.
What's it called?
This was it was reported that it was $17.6 billion, but it looked like he assumed some of the debt. I think the actual liquid investment was $6 billion.
Okay.
So, I mean, he kind of got a deal, right? It's only $6 billion.
Does he know something?
And assumed some debt. I have no idea. Why would he have to know something?
If it's going to be legalized here?
Why would that matter in this purchase?
Well, because he has the rights, so he can build here. If he wants.
Right, but he gets all the casinos in Vegas.
No, I know,
think it's completely unrelated.
You think it's completely unrelated?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, he's got casinos. Is it in Tillman's best interest to have legalized gambling in Houston?
It hurts the Nugget.
Right?
It does, but then he could do, you know, Dallas, Houston.
I mean, he'll figure out to be just fine.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I think this is completely unrelated to knowing anything. I mean, he's buying the properties in Vegas because they're going to make money for him.
There's only one thing I don't like about it.
What?
It's limiting where I could bet on the Rockets if I go to Vegas.
What?
I wonder if they're going to change that. You can't bet on the Rockets at his properties.
Oh. That's interesting. Bert Emanuel taking over the HU softball program. Tip of the cap there. Former Rice football great. Taking over a softball program is kind of interesting. But he's been coaching for a while. And then hat tip to Mitchell Robinson, the Knicks center, who's going to play in the finals of the broken pinky. He's not letting a little broken pinky deter him.
He would be soft if he was.
He'd be Chet Holmgren is what he would be. How do you say soft in English? Chet. Tip of the cap to the Spurs going to the finals as a junkie.
Junkie?
Yeah, I know. I read that 20365. That's stupid. What about the Barbers Hill Eagles softball champions? My bad. Congratulations, Barbers Hill. Tip of the cap there. Breaking news, Miles Garrett to the Rams. Are you familiar with that? Are you familiar with that? Was it a meme where you have like the Dumb and Dumber where they're reading the old news clips?
Yes.
That's directed to you, 1263. Another Barbers Hill. My bad. I missed that one. Hat tip to Barbers Hill. Look how many people are
saying. Yeah.
My bad. I didn't see that. I didn't see that Barbers Hill won a state championship as well. I couldn't get outside of the loop. Actually, both of those schools are outside of the loop. I couldn't get out of the Metro Houston area is what it was.
It's okay.
That's also not Metro Houston. That'd be Greater Houston. Is Barbers Hill Greater Houston?
I'm to be honest with you. No idea where it's at.
It's in Mont Belvieu.
Okay.
It's where our satellite's at.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's not Greater that's Houston not area.
Yeah, that's why I missed it. My bad, though. My bad. They totally deserve a cap tip. Let's give them a cap tip to the Barbers Hill for winning the state championship. They said they had a walk-off grand slam to run rule Alito and pitched a perfect game. That's awesome. Talk about dominance. You go to the state championship game, you run rule them and pitch a perfect game.
But today,
they're a dynasty.
I'm the greatest of all time.
There you go. Barbers Hill, the greatest of all time. 713-780-ESPN. That's the hat tip for this Monday. Coming up next, you know it's 100 days into the NFL season?
Can't wait. Finally.
It's 100,
countdown begins.
It's finally 100 days away. It's 100 days away until the NFL season. ESPN had a bunch of, like, these are the top things for the year. Texans got mentioned a few times. Like, what is David Montgomery's rushing prop? Do you think he goes over under that? Lots of fun stuff here. 713-780-3776. It's Jeremy and it's Joe, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's Jeremy and Joe.
On ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Hey, Jeremy and Joe, what segment are you going to focus on? The Texas Lady Longhorn softball team going 7-0 in elimination games in the College World Series to make it back to the finals. Women's College World Series, get it right. We opened the show with it. We were watching it. Congratulations,
we
Texas. They did win the game. They're going back to the Women's College World Series Championship Series, where it could be a rematch with Texas Tech, depending on the game tonight.
Hook 'em. Is that what you're supposed to say?
Depends if you're a Longhorn fan or not.
Brian?
Yeah, it just didn't sound
authentic.
Brian,
who's your favorite Longhorn softball player?
Cat Osterman.
Who's your favorite current Longhorn softball player?
I couldn't name anyone.
Yeah. That'd be fun if Texas Tech goes back, if they had that rematch from last year, because last year was an epic series between Texas and Texas Tech. Remember when three games?
Sure.
You guys are so uncultured in your sports. It makes me sick.
Sorry.
Makes me sick. What are y'all going to be watching tonight?
Monday Night Raw.
Peaky Blinders?
Y'all should be watching all the game sevens.
You started?
Yeah, I started Peaky Blinders.
How far are you in?
I'm season two.
You should be watching all of the game sevens in College World Series. Actually, not the College World Series yet, but regional baseball.
You're still in the best part.
I watched. Is there one game you want me to watch?
I would recommend West Virginia, Kentucky. Morgantown's going to be on fire.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll put it on the phone.
It's going to be on fire.
That's all it gets.
It's going to be great. All right. We're 100 days into the NFL season.
Good. You have 100 days.
So ESPN like had this this article today where it's like, hey, here are the top things you need to know with 100 days left to play and the 100 days left before the NFL season. I drafted actually, I didn't do one today, but I'm up to like 70. I'm at 70 drafts on the season.
This year?
What's my goal?
Yeah.
I don't really have a goal.
Okay.
You know,
last year was 500,
I'm
right?
A vibes guy. Which I got $4.99.
I still don't know how you got the $4.99. You couldn't find time for the $5.
I didn't realize I was there.
Oh, okay.
I didn't realize it was a $4.99.
Do you think are you on pace with your?
I guess. I mean, we're 100 days away. So if I'm at how many?
You said 70.
So 500 minus 70. I would need 430, and I have 100 days to get there. So I need 4.5. Probably won't get there.
Yeah, that seems like a lot.
Yeah, you would need more than 4 a day to get to 500.
4.3 to be exact.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I'll get there.
No.
Which is fine. I don't need to do that again this year. But I'm going to do a few hundred. I'm on my way to a few hundred. But anyways, a few Texans notes out of this. The trend, this is one of the little, I guess, bullet points they had. The trend of defensive lines dominating the league will continue to be at the forefront. And the Texans were listed as one of the six teams with the best defensive lines. Cash or trash that?
Cash.
Yeah, they have a really good defensive line.
Yeah.
Now, I wonder, though, is like, will McDonald finish the season top two defensive tackle snaps?
My gut would say yes to that.
I think so, too. That, I think he'll finish second. I think he'll finish with a few more than Tommy Togiai.
Yeah, that not week one, not the early part of the season, but as the season goes on, he becomes more and more of a emphasis on the defense.
That's where I'm at.
Yeah.
I'm at that one as well. Next one, cash or trash this. The Texans will earn the number one seed in the AFC and go to their first Super Bowl.
I'm going to trash it.
Trash.
Yeah.
I see the quarterback first. You could definitely sell me on the one seed.
Okay.
But first Super Bowl, I'm just not there yet.
I mean, I think if they get a one seed, they could easily win the AFC. Not easily, but you know, if they get the one seed, I think they're capable of winning the AFC.
Yeah, now the AFC, I think there's a lot of major, major question marks on the teams around you. You know, like, is Bo Nix, is that repeatable for the Broncos?
Why did you lead Broncos there?
Because
number one seed?
They were the number one seed last year.
Do you think that the Broncos are the best, like the, how would I say this? Do you consider the Broncos as the most likely team in the AFC to make the Super Bowl?
I do not.
Then why would you lead with them?
Because I don't know who is.
Would you say it's the Broncos?
No.
But I would go Buffalo, Kansas City, Baltimore.
Yeah, I mean, they're always Buffalo and Baltimore are going to be the favorites again.
I think they're capable of winning it. I think they're a dark horse Super Bowl contender. The Texans are. Yeah. I just wouldn't predict it to happen.
No, I agree.
But I think they are a contender.
I think the expectation for me is AFC Championship game this year. Like, and if you can get to the AFC Championship game, you can go to the Super Bowl and you can win it. It's just, is your quarterback going to be good enough to do it? Because the defense is.
That's the million-dollar question.
Like, so, but there's a ton of questions on all these teams. You know, what does Baltimore look like with a new head coach? Does DJ Moore, like, is he the difference maker for Josh Allen this year? I don't really believe in the Patriots, to be honest with their roster. I mean, now they have A.J. Brown, so it can be a little bit different. But the AFC feels like very, very wide open to me.
I think it's wide open as well, but I consider them a contender. Yeah. I agree with you that they're not going to win the Super Bowl, go to the Super Bowl. David Montgomery over 774.5 rushing yards.
Over. Cash it.
It's minus 110, by the way.
Okay, I'd do that.
Okay. I think he's going to go over two. I think he's going to get a lot of volume. Now, he's got to stay healthy. That's the million-dollar question. Now, he wasn't over this last year. He had 716 yards. Of course, he was sharing a backfield with Jahmyr Gibbs. And the year before that, he had 775 yards.
But he's going to be the guy.
No. Yeah, how many carries do you really, if you were to expect or to map out how many carries a game Woody Marks gets? 5 to 7?
Hold on, what?
Like, I'm trying to think of, like, the only reason, like, that David Montgomery wouldn't beat that number is if Woody Marks, I think, is taking 40% of the running back carries.
My top answer because he got hurt.
Okay, well, sure. I just don't like, I mean, injuries is the easy answer. But, like, I just don't see Woody Marks taking 40% of the carries.
No. So, 2 years ago, David Montgomery ran for 775 yards, which is right on the nose there.
Yeah.
Now, the Lions were a really good offensive line. I don't think the Texans have the offensive line that the Texans do. I don't think I got that backwards. Texans don't have as good an offensive line as the Lions did, especially in 2024. He was averaging 4.2 yards an attempt. Like, do I think he's going to do that with the Texans? No. I think it might be like 3.8, 3.9, sure, somewhere around there. And he had 185 attempts 2 years ago. Now, he missed three games. He only played 14 games. So I think he might need 200 carries to get it.
Yeah. I mean, he only last year when he was only 40 yards shy of it, he was only carrying the ball 9 times per game. So I think he definitely can get. I mean, he's only had three fully healthy seasons, and only one where I think he was the primary guy.
But he's also much younger, didn't have the wear and tear.
Yeah, but so like he's played in 14 games in 24, 14 and 23. Last year he played in all 17, but he didn't play as much.
I would bet the over. I don't think it's a slam dunk.
No, I don't think you're winning it by like a wide margin.
No, I'd bet the over too. I think he gets 12, 13 carries a game, 800-900 yards.
That feels light. 12, 13 carries.
I'm just saying on the base, because I think you have to factor in he does probably miss a couple games.
Okay.
And that brings the, yeah.
Fair enough. One of the top 10 position battles in the NFL, Texans center, Jake Andrews, Kelen Rutledge.
I'm surprised it falls into their top 10. To be honest, a center battle that I think everyone's
who
just
doesn't
kind of,
love a good center battle. Everybody loves a good center battle.
Between two guys that the mainstream fan probably can't name for the most part.
Oh, come on. We all know who the Big Red is.
No, I'm talking about outside this market.
We know Big Red outside this market. Big Red's
Let's get after it, dude. Let's put some dudes in the dirt, man.
Big Red is a household name in the country of America.
I can't believe you didn't tip a cap to his
great,
coach.
Man.
Yeah, bring Keith.
Yeah, booing people this weekend. He
was booing the Oklahoma head coach in baseball. That was hilarious.
I mean, I think Rutledge wins it.
I think Rutledge wins it.
But, that's why I only got to be in my top 10. Just I don't think it's going to be, unless he really struggles with the snap part of it.
Of course.
But I would be disappointed if Rutledge is not the starting center week one.
Same. I would as well.
Jake Andrews is not good at football.
Yeah, I think there's a chance that he gets cut, save a little bit of money. Junkie says other teams have questions. The Texans have a hole at quarterback. That's fair. David Montgomery's going to get over 1,100 yards because Stroud has yet to prove he's as good as he was his rookie season. That's lofty. I'd rather have any other teams in the AFC's problems more than a quarterback problem. That is fair. Chubb averaged 4 yards a carry for this team. Montgomery's fully capable of doing that. Chubb wasn't the volume of Montgomery, though, but that's a fair counterpoint. All right, 713-780-ESPN, HRNP listener line. Who are the names in the NFL that are facing make-or-break seasons? 713-780-3776, Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5. You know what's going to make it tonight for dinner? Federal American Grill. They might also be your place to go for your event spaces. Your event spaces at Federal American Grill, you get delicious food, you get great environment, great setting. The feng shui at Federal American Grill is sensational as well. And look, it's event season. We know that. Book your events with Federal American Grill, thefederalgrill.com for more information. You can go ahead and order online there as well. You can make reservations there as well. It's very easy to do. But Federal American Grill has multiple private event spaces at all 6 of their Houston locations. The one in Shepherd, Hedwig Village, Katy, The Woodlands, Downtown, River Oaks, 2400 Mid Lane, and they have multiple private event spaces at all of their 6 locations, and these are great for, you know, your birthdays, your anniversaries. Maybe you're doing a little work retreat. Maybe you're doing a little bit of celebrating. Who knows? Who knows what the case may be, but if you're looking for event spaces at Federal American Grill, go to thefederalgrill.com to find out more information, and you're going to dine great. You're going to drink great at Federal American Grill because everything is sensational on the menu. Don't miss social hour, by the way, every day from 3 until 7. Don't be stuck on the highways and traffic. It's the summer. Go have a refreshing drink. Go have a treat. You deserve it. $10 appetizers, great variety of drink specials as well. They got your wines, your beers, your house spirits, your martinis, your old fashions, your margaritas, your ranch waters. I could go on and on. And these little munchies, they're unbelievable. Cheeseburger, they're all 10 bucks too. Cheeseburger, egg rolls, blackened ahi tuna, truffle fries. How about the Rockefeller oysters? It is phenomenal. Phenomenal. The vibes are phenomenal. You're going to love Social Hour at Federal American Grill. Federal American Grill, where great food meets every occasion.
ESPN 97.5. This is Jeremy and Joe
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
Hey, Joe. I'm the Huntington Bank bad boy. 713-780-ESPN. The 11 make-or-break seasons in the NFL. Who are the players that have make-or-break seasons upon them? Keon Coleman, first one listed by NFL.com.
Yes, Bob.
You don't like Keon Coleman?
He's a bum.
Why do you say that? He's got bad quarterback play.
I mean, he's just completely unproductive.
It's not fair that he's unproductive.
He's got plenty of good quarterback play to be good.
Says who?
Everybody except for Take Lock over here.
I mean,
what do you mean Take Lock? I'm not wrong on this.
I think there's
been Take Right.
I mean, his career's not over. Also,
he's had a great
time
he's
for you to be
great
wrong.
Regular season quarterback. I'll concede that.
Exactly. That's why it's like this is on that's make or break for Keon Coleman. He's got a great regular season quarterback at worst.
I think that he's been a little underrated.
Really?
I mean, he's had almost 1,000 yards in his first two NFL seasons.
How much is almost 1,000?
He has 960. In 2 seasons.
More than I thought he had.
And he's missed games. He's missed 8 games in the first 2 years of his career.
Yeah, it's hard for when your GM essentially says your coach got fired because he drafted you.
Who the GM said it was my draft pick.
Yeah. But, like, I'm not a big Keon Coleman guy. Like, I think he's fine. I think he's a fine player. But
that's where I'm at.
Yeah, I have very little expectations for. Like, I wouldn't touch him in fantasy this season.
I would. I mean, he's going last round.
Oh, he's going that way.
Yeah. Okay. You get him in a little like Josh Allen stack. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's fine then. If he's going late, that's
like
fine.
No one's drafting him early. He's going super late.
Yeah, best ball last round. I'm fine with that. Yeah. Regular redraft? No, I wouldn't.
We're the same. Yeah, I think he's got a chance to have a decent year, though. I mean, he's going to play. He's going to be on the field a bit. They drafted a receiver in the fourth round. Is he ready? I don't think so. But I would say that it's a make or break year for him.
Yeah, it is. Because I mean, I read something this weekend that they were thinking he's a trade candidate still.
I don't think so. What value does he have?
Yeah, what trade? No,
it's a late round swap.
What just happened to the TV?
It just like reset.
What is wrong with you? No, I don't think he's trade. I think he's going to make the roster. Why wouldn't he make the roster? They don't have five receivers better than him.
No, just because they want to move on potentially.
I don't see it.
No, but I definitely would call it. It's definitely make or break.
And then you had old boy, their new coach, Joe Brady, saying that the best thing that happened to Keon Coleman is that I'm the coach of this team. I think they're going to get him involved.
He's probably right.
Which is kind of weird because, okay, if you're saying he's underwhelmed the first 2 years, Joe Brady was the guy calling the plays for that. Why does it matter that now Joe Brady's the head coach?
Oh, because he's just talking.
Yeah.
He's trying to save face. Speak. Yeah, 100% coach speak here.
It's just that, dumb.
But it's better than, like, defensive-minded dude coming in there. Bryce Young, make or break season.
Definitely is. If he struggles this year, he's definitely going down the Sam Darnold, Baker Mayfield path.
You say that like it's a bad thing.
Yeah, well, that sounds like a two pretty good paths right now.
Yeah, but is he going to – but, okay, then which is the same path that, like, Mitch Trubisky went down.
Former Pro Bowler.
Ended up on a team where you're trying to compete and show you've got something.
Trubisky made a Pro Bowl.
He did. Him, Watson, and Mahomes all together at that Pro Bowl.
Elite quarterback. what
a room. but like, he's going to end up on another team probably competing with a draft pick. Or he's going to be end up on this team with the Panthers still competing with a draft pick.
Yeah. No, I mean, make or break. I have no problem there. He's in a similar boat as C.J. Stroud, who's also on this list. 11 players have a make or break season. But he's in a very similar boat as C.J. Stroud in the sense of like, okay, you're going into your fourth year. Okay, you've already had your fifth year option picked up. But that a lot of times is just like a meaningless year because if you play well in your fourth year, you're going to get an extension. Although Adam Schefter predicts that the Texans are going to lock up Stroud. I don't see that happening.
There's also been reports that Bryce Young and the Panthers have been talking about a contract.
Yeah.
The reasonable like $30 million range to where they could just lock him up and not even have to stress about him being a $15 million quarterback.
I've also seen where that's not going to happen. To like reports or reports.
Yeah, they're all over the place.
Yeah.
I would hate that move for Carolina, though, because if he's so mid that, okay, we feel excited about getting him on a $30 million contract, wouldn't you just rather move on and take a shot at someone that
guy? No.
Really? Like, if you think he's so Baker, mid that he can only get a $30 million contract, you're signing yourself up for mediocrity.
So I think we underrate Bryce a little bit. I think we underrate Bryce Young as a football community a little
bit. Where should he be rated?
As a $30 million quarterback, and I'd be pretty happy to get him locked in at $30
million. Yeah, but that puts him bottom 12.
What's wrong with that? I think he's a better quarterback than being bottom 12, though, is my point.
If you get him at $30 million,
like, I think he is better than that ROI. He had a solid year last year. He was okay.
I would take my shot at something potentially greater than sign myself up for mediocre.
But where are you getting greater?
Draft.
Well, there's nothing preventing you from locking up your quarterback at $30 million and not drafting a guy. Like, organizations have done far worse than that.
Yeah,
the Rams have a $55 million a year quarterback and just drafted one at 13. Look what the Falcons did a couple of years ago. Like, if you gave Bryce 30 and then you drafted a quarterback, that's way less egregious than anything the Atlanta and Los Angeles did.
Sure, but if by signing Bryce up, you're also lowering your chances to be at the very top of the draft to take one of those elite guys.
But you're saying that because he wins?
Well, he's going to win enough to keep you out of the top 10 probably, yeah.
But it's not like, I don't think they're going to roll Bryce Young into a quarterback that's worse to like help guarantee themselves the top 10.
I think Bryce Young is a top 20 quarterback in the NFL.
I just would rather take a shot at something greater.
But maybe he becomes the greater. Maybe, like, I'm not, like, you know, yeah, where he's at right now, not wonderful, but what if he does have the Baker Mayfield plight? What if he does have the Sam Darnold plight? Wouldn't you rather that be with you than with somebody else?
Yeah, and I would trust Dave Canales on his read on
exactly.
it. Yeah, like, if they sign him up for 30, then maybe he thinks he has that Baker Mayfield path, but I just don't see that as of right now. Like, I see him
he was okay last
as
year.
A bottom third quarterback, and I'd rather take my shot on the unknown than sign myself up long term for bottom third.
People are going to hate this.
Uh-oh. You can say something controversial?
People are going to hate this. Bryce Young was every bit as good as CJ Stroud last year.
Totally agree.
Yeah, it's a low bar. But
every bit as good as CJ Stroud
last year. Why I think the $30 million number is good, because I think we've all said, like, you would do $30 million for CJ. Now, CJ's not going to want to do that.
But CJ's also showing a higher ceiling, though.
He has, for sure. And, look, if I were betting on a quarterback for the next 5 years, I would bet more on Stroud than I would on Bryce. But Bryce is getting you equal production. Like, if we're talking about, like, who knows what Schefter's guessing, like, Schefter, hey, they're going to sign him. What would it take to sign him? I don't know. But if you could get, if Stroud signed $50 million, total hypothetical, I'm not even sure Mulligetta would do that. But if Stroud signs $50 and Bryce signs a $30 million contract, what a steal for Bryce Young.
Yeah.
It would be.
You're getting equal production for $20 million less a year.
Yeah, it's like if they don't lock up Bryce. Like, what they're going to be in, like, what, the Kyler Murray business next offseason?
Yeah, which probably similar production.
Yeah, like, it's...
And then you don't have the, you know, you have continuity. But I agree with, I think the best point that Brian made was the Canales angle. Like, Canales offensive mind, I trust Canales. If Canales is like, yeah, give me more Bryce, all right, especially at a lower number, right? 713-780-ESPN. Who are the other make-or-break players in the NFL? 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.